The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
TWR and you, speaking hope throughout the continent of Africa.
I myself am a product of the radio. I got born again through a message preached by a pastor on Transworld Radio. And my spiritual life has grown through listening to the programs on Transworld Radio. And if these people are going to listen to TWR through this radio, I'm sure God is going to use them. And one day, somebody will testify, whether here on earth, or maybe there in heaven before our Father, that I got born again through something that looked small, that our brothers and sisters in America did through the distribution of this radio. So it is a great gift.
Give the great gift of radio and the even greater gift of Jesus. Each radio costs $50. How many will you give?
Africa needs Jesus. Call now with your gift at 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656. Or give online at AfricaNeedsJesus.org.
Now is the time. We have been praying in Africa.
Africa needs Jesus.
Africa needs you.
So very, very true. Africa needs Jesus. Africa needs these radios that we are providing. And you have been so incredibly generous. I just checked the call center, and the last caller was Phil in Lewis Center. God bless you, Phil. And that's been about 30 minutes ago. No calls since then. Now, sometimes it takes the call center a little bit of time to get me the report, so it is very possible that you have called and I just haven't gotten the report yet. That is very possible, but I have not gotten a report in almost 30 minutes. We need about $2,400 to reach our goal. Would you call 888-988-5656 and give as generous a donation as you possibly can? That may be $25. It may be $2,500. You pray, give the amount that God puts on your heart. But it really is important to finish this campaign today for many reasons, but it really is essential that we finish this up today, and we're $2,400 away from the goal. That's it. We are very, very close. Could you take part of that? $100, $50, $400, $500, $1,000? The amount, that's between you and God. But please, would you pray with me that by the time we get to 6 o'clock, we will have not only reached, but exceeded our goal of 156 radios. $7,800 is our goal. We're $2,400 away. We're very close. We're way, way, way past halfway. Let's finish it up today. 888-988-5656. This headline just caused a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. Here is the headline. At least 181 K through 12 educators were charged with child sex crimes in the first half of 2022. Get this. In the first 6 months of 2022, at least 181 K through 12, that's kindergarten through 12th grade educators, including four principals, have been arrested and charged with sex-related crimes ranging from child pornography to the actual raping of students. From January 1st to June 30th, at least 181 were arrested. That averages out in our public schools in America to one professional public school educator every single day on average. One a day. Arrested and charged with serious child sex-related crimes. Includes four principals, 153 teachers, 12 teachers' aides, and 12 substitute teachers. At least 140 of the rest of the arrests, or 77%, were crimes against students. Men made up 78% of the arrests. 77% involved students in the school, in the classroom, where the teacher, where the educator was. And of those 181 plus 78% of the arrests were men. Wow. And then the article goes on for several pages, gives names, school districts, I mean, all over America, from Vermont to California. Well, here's just one. A 45-year-old teacher at Green Mountain Union High School in Vermont was arrested in May and charged with production of child sexual abuse material and possession of child sexual abuse. Oh, production of and possession of child sexual abuse material. 45-year-old teacher. Here's a female, 35-year-old biology teacher in Richmond, California, charged with 29 counts of child molestation. Here is a male, 35-year-old biology teacher in South Bend, Indiana, charged with 2 counts of rape, 1 count of attempted rape, and 6 counts of child seduction. It's a biology teacher just over the border in Indiana. Here's another biology teacher charged with child rape. I'm not going to get into any of the rest of them. It's just sick, 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 sick. At least 181 between January 1st and June 30th. Now, what's the cause? We have lost the moral compass, the moral foundation in all of America, but particularly in our educational system. Most of our public school teachers, most, are coming out of very, very left-leaning secular universities where morality is not an issue any longer. That is not an issue. Morality is irrelevant to many educators today. This, again, is another reason why there is such a huge number of children being taken out of public schools and being put into private schools, particularly Christian schools. And once again, we have a handful of half-price tuitions left at thewordcolumbus.com. Honestly, I'm shocked that we have any left, but there are a few. And before you buy one of those half-price tuitions, I would call the school that you want your child in and make sure that they have space. Christian schools are filling up. I believe there is every bit of evidence that we will have a record number of children, all-time record in American history, children in Christian schools this coming fall. So get on the move if you want your kid, your child, in a Christian school. Don't wait. Do not wait. All right, we need to take a break. I'm going to check the call center during the break. I hope, I pray that many of you have called 888-988-5656. And I'm praying I have really, really good news to report to you when we come back. We need to reach our goal today. Would you be a part? 888-988-5656.
God is changing lives through TWR in Africa.
Your radio station is our source of spiritual food. For over a year now, we've been listening to you in Nigeria. I and a group of Ghanaians all belong to the church. Let me say that your teachings have had a great impact on our group. Sometimes the notes that I jot down from your teachings are what I use to teach at our church.
While these stories of changed lives are encouraging, we know there are many more people who need to hear the gospel. But unfortunately, some can't afford a radio. You can help. For just $50 each, you can purchase wind-up radios for the people of Africa.
Africa needs Jesus. Call now with your gift at 888-988-5656. That's 888-988-5656. Or give online at AfricaNeedsJesus.org.
We have been praying in Africa.
Africa needs Jesus.
Africa needs you.
So true, so true. And I want to thank Wanda Sue in West Jefferson. God bless you. God bless you for your gift. She just called 888-988-5656. We are moving closer to our goal. We are moving incredibly slow. How slow does a glacier move? Well, I think we're moving a little faster than a glacier, but we're moving very slow. Between now and 6 o'clock, can we pick it up? Again, Wanda Sue in West Jefferson, God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling 888-988-5656. Sincerely, I want you to pray with me. If you can't give, I totally understand, but you can pray. We need to finish this campaign today. We need to reach $7,800. We're about $2,300 away. We need to provide 156 radios, and you could be a huge part of it. Maybe you can only give $25. That's fine. Many of you could give much, much more. But would you pray that God would touch enough people today that we could reach our goal by 6 o'clock? 888-988-5656. Here's the big headline. WHO, that's the World Health Organization, WHO declares rapidly spreading monkeypox outbreak a global health emergency. Now, my big question is why? In the entire world, we have about 16,000 cases, according to the World Health Organization. As of today, we have about 16,000 cases in the entire world. And they have declared a world global health emergency? Well, I will let you figure it out and let you speculate. Your speculation is as good as mine. But what do we know about this disease? It is almost completely contained to the homosexual, bisexual male community. This is a homosexual disease. Can other people get it? Yes. Have other people gotten it? A few. But it is almost totally a MSM disease. That's men having sex with men. So if it is so confined to a very particular demographic, when there are only 16,000 cases in the entire world, only four people in the world have died. That's it. Only four people in the world have died. The overwhelming majority of people who have gotten this get over it. They're very uncomfortable. They get really sick, but they get over it. And not only that, a smallpox vaccine almost always takes care of it. Do you think the fact that it is in the homosexual community, why this has become a global health emergency? It's another indication, folks, that the homosexual lifestyle is a very dangerous lifestyle. I've said this over and over and over and over again. The average male homosexual has a lifespan that is almost 20 years shorter than the average heterosexual male. This is a very dangerous lifestyle. Why are we celebrating it? Why are we having gay pride parades? The MSM, men having sex with men, are almost completely responsible for this global health emergency. And we're celebrating it? It certainly defies common sense. But I think I know why it's a global health emergency, but I will let you come to your own conclusions.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.